This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey, everybody.
Halloween time.
So we're still in spooky season.
Spooky.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Well, You're Wrong, the podcast that is a lighthearted, unprovable argument with almost no references to ice cream.
Almost.
As always, I'm your host, Josh James.
I'm your co-host, Jeff Prevert.
And this week we talk about Halloween.
Ooh, spooky.
It's not as spooky as last week. If it scared you last week and you're like, oh, I don't think I can listen anymore, you're okay. I think you can listen.
Well, but Halloween's real life. I mean, movies are just movies.
Yeah, this is the day where the dead get to walk the earth.
Well, no, that's later. That's Day of the Dead.
No, I think that's what Halloween is. It's the day where the spirits get to walk. I think that's what it's about.
We dress up as the spirits.
Nope. I think you're wrong.
That could be.
I think you're wrong. We're all right off the bat. We're 7 seconds into the episode and Jeff's
really
already wrong.
But anyways.
Go figure. this week, we talk about our top five favorite Halloween candies, our favorite Halloween costume from when we were kids.
Favorites.
Yeah, favorites. Jeff always breaks the fucking rules.
Yeah, I'm the one that did that.
We talk about how good it is to pass out king size. Don't be a cheap ass. Pass out king size candy bars, okay?
I'm not cheap. I'm just broke.
And don't
stop being cheap.
And we kind of debate whether or not it's okay to do homemade treats anymore.
It is.
In the current climate.
That's fine.
You know, one thing we agreed on, candy corn can suck it.
It can. I don't mind. I don't hate it. But yeah, don't put it in my bag. Not mine. I'm in my kid's bag because I'm the one that has to.
You're the one that goes through and takes your dad tax, right?
Right.
The beer of the week is Marshall Brewing Company's Dunkel, which was, what do you rate it out of 10? Give it a good rating out of 10, Joe.
Oh, man, it's pretty good. I'll give it about an 8.
I was going to say 7.9.
Yeah, I really like it.
We're right around there.
Yeah.
You're moving my mouse again.
What are you talking about?
How am I going to read my notes, Jeff?
What are you talking about?
This is a disaster. This is why people have their own podcasts.
We do have our own podcast.
Huh?
I meant by myself.
I'm going to start doing one on the ramblings of a lunatic.
That's pretty much what you do on here.
Every
now and again, I get to say something.
Yeah, that's basically true. Anyway, here's our Halloween episode, you spooky bitches.
Yep.
Awesome, man. Let's do it.
They're just hearing us talk now.
Yeah, that's all I want to do. We're not even gonna do anything. The whole episode is gonna be us asking if you can hear us.
That's probably true.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? How about now? Can you hear me?
How do we start this now? I know we do it differently now. Do I still say welcome?
Well, no, because we already said welcome.
Yeah, we already said welcome.
They already heard welcome.
They did.
Yeah. We just haven't said it yet.
Yeah, this whole thing trying to be mainstream is really fucking with us.
Well, I mean, we are mainstream.
Yeah, we are. We're pretty much like the most popular podcast in Weatherford, I would say.
I don't know.
I bet we are. We're the most popular podcast in Weatherford, Oklahoma. You think there's only podcasts around in town?
I don't know. I haven't looked. I mean, I haven't put my feelers out on that.
I challenge anyone listening to find a more popular podcast in Weatherford, Oklahoma.
I really don't. No, don't do that.
No,
that'll hurt my feelings.
I'd like to, because then it'd be like a gang war situation. If I find one, I'm going to go fight them. with chains and metal pipes. It's going to be like
Are we the greasers? Or yep, it's going to be like
the end of Outsiders, you know.
Greaser socks?
Socias.
Socias, yeah, that's it.
Rumble in, rumble without me, baby. Yeah.
Good stuff.
I guess we do still talk about the beer of the week, though, right?
Yeah.
We start with that. This week is Marshall Brewing Company's Dunkel. I'm a big fan of the Dunkel from the KC Beer Company.
You are?
I am. I don't know if we talk about it once or twice. Somebody didn't prep their beer before we started recording.
I know. I just realized that.
That's my favorite beer of all time, the KC Beer Co. Dunkel. This is close to it. It's not as good in my opinion, but it's pretty good. I like it.
This one actually is more... I would think that you would not like this one nearly as much as the other one.
I don't.
Yeah.
But it's still good.
Yeah.
It's still Dunkel adjacent, you know?
It almost has like a... And this is going to sound bad. It's not really bad, but it's almost more a metallic taste than the other one. The other one is more creamy taste.
Yeah. I'll go with that. Yeah. I feel you. It is a Munich-style dark lager. 4.8% alcohol by volume. Did I say Marshall Brewing Company? I said that already, right?
If you didn't, it's Marshall Brewing Company.
Marshall Brewing Company. This one gives food pairings, Jeff.
Oh, what are food pairings?
If you had to guess, a Munich-style dark lager, what would you say it pairs well with?
Sausage.
That's number one, grilled sausages. Yeah. Number two, soft pretzels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Stews and hearty soups.
Mm-hmm.
I bet putting that in a beef stew would make, you know, like Guinness in there. That'd be good. Nutty cheeses, such as French Comté. I don't know. I'm not allowed to speak French. But if you know what that cheese is, this pairs well.
How do you spell the cheese?
C-O-M-T-E, but it's the E with the weird apostrophe on it.
Comté?
C-O-M-T-E? That's that?
Comté.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I'm just fucking with you.
If you speak French, anyway, that's our beer of the week. And this episode, because you're going to be hearing this on Halloween, we're going to be talking about Halloween.
Ooh.
You're getting spooky again.
I am. It's spooky time.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, man. Look, I don't mean to just right off the bat jump your ass about something that you did, that you have a bad opinion on, but I'm going to.
Okay.
I watched the new I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Okay. I haven't finished it.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Oh, God damn it. Okay. Let's wait on that then.
Okay.
Let's wait.
Why are you going to jump my ass?
Let's wait.
I haven't said anything about it. I just said I was watching it.
I know. And that's bad enough. We'll wait, though. We'll wait. We'll talk about it after you finish it.
What if you don't know how I felt about the movie yet?
You're right. I don't. But you encouraged me to watch it.
I don't think I said you needed to watch it.
You mentioned it.
I mentioned that I was watching it. There's one thing I usually don't do to you is tell you to watch a movie.
And we talked about you were going
to
show
me. You're your own biggest critic when it comes to movies. So I never tell you to watch a movie because I don't want you thinking that about me.
I really like the originals. Like they're fun. Yeah. They're not as good Scream as we talked about. Scream is amazing.
I've only seen the first one.
Oh, you haven't seen I Still Know?
No.
Or I'll Always Know?
Yeah.
No.
Didn't even know there was an Always Know.
There might not be. I might have made it up.
Oh.
Now that I'm thinking about
it. See, you could have just said that and I would have right along.
I think that's a real one. I'll Always Know You Did Last. That's got to be real. If not, they're missing an opportunity.
Right. I sometimes know.
Yeah.
He's gotten older and has dementia.
Yeah. Sometimes I remember what you did 19 summers ago. God, I want you. We'll finish it and then we'll talk about it. Okay. I don't care about spoiling it. They can fast forward. I don't give a shit. But you and I can talk about it once you finish it.
So I'm at this. I'm at. Like, I don't care whether they hear or not. I'm at the part where he just killed the reporter lady, the young girl that had came there.
Yeah,
and just hung her and dropped her down.
Yep.
That's when Jaden walked in.
Yeah. So you're not super far into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
pretty early on.
Pretty early on, yeah. Okay, first of all, let's talk about what you have seen. Okay?
Sure.
The whole premise of the original is they were out driving. The guy was drinking.
Yeah.
Not the guy driving was drinking.
Right.
But the guy hanging out of the sunroof, spilled liquor everywhere. Yep. They ran over a guy. They thought they killed him, right?
I understand a bunch of teenage kids panicking and being like, fuck, we can't tell people what happened.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's wrong. If you're listening to this, that
yeah, horrible.
100% of the time, like, if you're just like, we fucked up. Yeah. I mean, like, don't hide it and throw the body in the water.
Yeah.
That's a bad move. Right.
Bad idea.
This one, however,
yeah,
there's not a single reason that they didn't just wait for the police to come. Not
right.
One. It like the premise from the first 10 yeah. minutes of the movie.
So was that was so my bad. Biggest argument during, you know, watching yeah. that was there was no reason. Number one, I mean, who would have thought he was alive?
Right.
So, I mean, who's going to tell? Who's going to say anything about him being in the middle of the road?
Right.
I mean, no reason not to.
Right. Because what it was the guy was, they would go to park to watch fireworks on the same road that had happened in yeah. before, right?
Ooh.
And I want, can we clip that out? I want a button that just has that sound where I can just hit whenever I want to. And they go
I'll to save that for my wife.
Okay. I'll
we call it spooky time.
Spooky time. Okay.
That's what she calls it anyways.
I bet, yeah. I bet she is terrified. So they go there to watch
fireworks. Like no time.
and
this
guy,
listen anyways.
This guy, no, she gave up a long time ago. She's very encouraging of our dreams as long as she doesn't have to participate.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't have to participate in those dreams.
And this guy, he's standing in the road and a car comes around the corner, doesn't see him and swerves off and falls off a cliff.
Yeah. And well, like, here's the other thing. He didn't just fall like, it wasn't just like, bam, it goes over the cliff. It
teetered. Yeah.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Here's my thing is, why didn't all of them just jump in the back of it?
Yeah, I thought about that too. Like, there are things they could have done to help keep from going over. But even then, like, it went over. So they call the police. I'm like, this guy, we were standing here. Like, and they're like, we'll get manslaughter. Like, no, you won't. You were in the road.
Yeah.
You didn't do, it was so stupid. And again, I'm sorry if you listen to this and you're like, actually, no, I'm not. Still watch the movie. It doesn't matter.
If you're the producer or something, I'm sorry, because I wouldn't mind a role somewhere, you know, in a movie. So
I mean, could, if you're the producer, I could help you write a better fucking script than that. Let me know.
He's actually probably true on that. I mean, he does pretty well.
I dabble.
He dibble dabbles.
I watched... I watched it and just wait. Like, and you'll, the amount of just.
I'm going to be pissed, huh?
Cheapness. You should be. If not, you should be. Anyway, that's where we're at with that. I just wanted to, I watched it. I was like, you know what? Let's go down. Cause they redid Scream, right?
Right.
I
mean, yeah.
It's one of those requels or whatever they're calling it. And I thought that was good. I know some people have their issues with it. It wasn't my favorite.
Okay. I'm probably along with you. It was good.
It was the top.
It'll never match the original because the original was new.
It's in the top five Scream movies.
Sure. It's not going to match the first
it's number. It was the fifth one. Yeah. It was a joke. Sorry. none of them are as good as the first one.
I would also like to point out, I tried to watch there's a couple of them I tried to watch. The Ring was one of them. And so before I watched them, I'd go to and watch the trailer. I couldn't watch the trailer, so I didn't watch the movie.
of The Ring?
Yeah.
As like recently?
Yeah, like the other night. I went in there and I went to the, you know how you can scroll on top of it and it'll show almost like the trailer. It's not really the trailer.
Yeah.
Couldn't even watch that. So I was like, yep, I'm not going to watch that. I tried it with that one. What was the Nun or something like that? There was another one too.
That's I love you, buddy. That's amazing.
No, I couldn't even get through the trailer.
That's amazing.
It was also like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, that adds to it. Yeah.
All lights were off.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a dog anymore to protect me.
Sure, yeah.
So,
you know. And the girl comes out of the TV screen. What if she really comes out of your TV screen, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that'd be scary as hell.
I'll tell you what I tell Dawson. Those things that we see on TV aren't real and they can't hurt you.
I don't know. Have you watched the news lately?
Those things are way worse than any. If you can watch the news, you can sure as shit watch The Ring.
You said the TV.
We're going to do a top five Halloween candy later.
Yeah.
And there was some question of, is there a difference between Halloween candy and regular candy? I mean, other than the fact that most of them are
smaller,
fun sized. Yeah. I don't know. There are some of my picks. I don't know that I could find outside of the Halloween aisle. I'm sure I can order them online, but like if I just go to Walmart candy aisle, I don't think I could find.
Dude, I don't know. They have pretty much everything on that stupid Walmart candy aisle. I've had to look for particular things for like different events and stuff like that.
There'll be a couple that I say that. Will you let me know if you've seen them? And I've not paid attention, so I don't know, but maybe not. We're going to talk about our weekly favorite this week is just our favorite Halloween costume from when we were kids.
Yep.
Did you dress up a lot when you were a kid, Halloween?
Sort of.
Yeah. So
it's always the same couple of things.
Yes. Yeah, same here. Like it was, they're very,
I didn't like go to the store and buy and like those. I think I did it one time. I don't remember which one it was. You know, those weird plastic masks that used to hurt, like especially where either the mouth or the nose was and it would cut you and you'd bleed through it.
Yeah, I remember those. Mine were like a lot of homemade stuff.
No, most of mine jumbled
together. Yeah. But yeah, so we're going to talk about that. Just some other Halloween things. You know, maybe some, like I said, we're going to TP Jeff's house for experimental reasons.
Oh, was that not you the other night?
I cannot confirm nor deny that. It's probably a felony now.
I mean, you've seen the price of toilet paper.
That's right. Let's get right into let's talk about your favorite Halloween costume as a kid.
So, growing up, I had two, and I know we were supposed to just do one, but I have two because that's really all.
No
I did.
Rules here.
I don't. The main one I always went was as a scarecrow because we always, on the farm we always had hay and stuff like that.
Sure.
So I would wear my overalls. That I had for the farm.
You actually wore clothes, yeah.
And then stuffed them with
itchy straw.
Right.
Sure.
And the worst thing ever. But I did it for like probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 years of, straight. After that, the only other thing I did was a robot. And I would take the boxes that we had from the farm and wrap them in tinfoil. That'd be a robot.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I was a vampire. I was Dracula a lot.
Yeah. Actually, I did that as I was older off the farm. We didn't have straw anymore.
See, my Dracula was, I remember that being pretty young. That's my first memories of dressing up
as
Dracula with those plastic fangs that hurt the
That fire. Hurt.
Oh,
so
my God. I could still feel it bleed. Right here. Yeah.
Yep. Your gums would bleed.
My favorite one of all time.
Wouldn't even need fake blood, though.
Huh?
You wouldn't even need fake blood.
I know, right? You wouldn't need those capsules. It was literally just dripping just blood out of your mouth the whole time. My favorite was one year I went as Garth Brooks. And it's my favorite because my mom literally just put a flannel shirt on me and a couch pillow in my shirt and a cowboy hat on. And that was my costume.
That was your Garth Brooks?
And I was Garth Brooks.
Was it a Mo Better shirt or just a flannel?
It was just a flannel. And I would just go.
You could have been all kinds of different artists.
Singing Shameless. They knew I was. Oh, okay. They fucking knew.
They knew, huh? Had the beard. Was that? Never mind.
What?
Later on, did you go as Chris Gaines?
Yeah, I did. That was the next year I was Chris Gaines.
Emo face.
Threw everybody off. Nobody knew the fuck I was.
Yeah.
That's a side note. That's such a weird thing. And I, for years, I was like, what a fucking weird way for him to go. Like the biggest artist of all time. And I realized it was for a movie role.
It was for a movie
that
role.
That never happened.
So, yeah. So they shot some of the movie. And then he did this whole album. He put his money into the album, too. And then they're like, eh, we're not going to do the movie.
So it just, so basically they just made him look like a fucking weirdo.
Yep. It's nuts, right?
Yeah. It is. It's hilarious, honestly. It's a bit, it's the biggest, it's the coolest
practical joke. Have you listened to that album though?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah. It's not bad.
He's, but I mean, that's what he grew up on, like rock and stuff like that. That's what he grew up on.
Do you remember during that time?
His favorite band was Kiss.
Gross. Do you remember that time? Kiss might be the most overrated band of all time. I don't get it. I don't get the...
Hold on. We have to pause for a moment.
I can't believe we've never talked about this before. They all... I will never in my life understand the appeal of Kiss. It's a... There's such a gimmick. It's
I'm
such,
happy. So...
I've never liked
it. We're going to do a call with my brother so he can set Josh straight. My brother knows way more about Kiss than I do. And when I say way more, I mean way more.
I know what I need to know. I mean, I've listened to them. And like, it's not even that their music is bad by any means. I just, this whole thing of them being like these iconic, like, I just don't get it. I don't get the face paint and the... I don't get it.
That was the gimmick, though.
I know. I don't like gimmicks. That was
80s crazy-ass rock.
I don't... It's not for me. It's not for me. I was more of a, you know, I'm a Guns N' Roses kind of guy. I don't remember what we were saying now. Oh, do you remember during that
time... We're talking about Chris Gaines.
when the Chris Gaines album came out and Garth Brooks hosted Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And Chris Gaines is the musical guest.
Yeah.
And there was this little... sketch with Tracy Morgan he was talking to Garth Brooks coming off after the monologue maybe.
Yeah.
And he's like, I appreciate you coming out. And like the real Tracy Morgan voice, you know what I mean? Like that. I'm not even going to try to do an impression cause it'll be bad, but,
I think you should do an impression.
No, I don't think I'm going to. And I'll work on it next week. I'll do an impression.
Oh, you get to work on stuff. You just throw
you
me on
could
the
have
spot.
Said no.
I can't, you know that.
But, he was talking about how good Garth Brooks was. And he's like, but that Chris Gaines is a weird motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like it was hilarious. Act like he didn't know that it was the same person. And then he walks off and, Lorne Michaels comes up and he's like, you know, that's the same person, right? And he goes, I know. Like he was just, I was little watching that. I thought that was hilarious.
No, so the whole Chris Gaines thing was very interesting after you found out like what actually happened with that, because people thought he was just going off as a rocker and like, no pun intended.
Is this where we tell people that we're transitioning into a purely Garth Brooks podcast?
Yes.
100%. Yeah. Garth Brooks all the time.
You know what? He's not too far away, so.
The new name of the podcast is Well, You're Garth.
Well, You're Garth.
I wonder good stuff. If we could reach out to him. Maybe get him.
We have a lot of friends in low places.
Get him. So. I'm usually that friend. Yeah. That's who I am.
I have a friend in low places.
You do. You have that one. That's me. Yeah, so the Garth Brooks costume. I was around the time I started getting really big and overweight. I also moved in with my grandparents, and my grandma did not like. I like scary, as you guys know, this last episode. I like scary shit, like scary movies and all that. Yeah. And so when it comes time for like Halloween, I remember my fifth grade year. Like, oh, I was going to go all out and be like crazy, scary shit. My grandma's like, yeah, you're not doing any of that. You know what I mean? We grew up. Yeah, it was very, she was not letting me have any of that. So I was just like.
Was it satanic?
Yeah, of course it was. So I was like, fuck. I lost my love for dressing up for Halloween.
Oh.
That like, I look back on that moment. And it was just like, it just killed my spirit. You know what I mean? My Halloween costume spirit. Because I didn't dress up for Halloween, like an actual costume, for the next fucking 25 years of my life.
Yeah. Did you dress up last year? A couple of years ago, you dressed up. I know that.
I have. So there was a Halloween party I frequented for a while.
Right.
That I bet I'm no longer until you invited to.
Until you realize you're better than that. So.
Sure. Yeah. So I dressed up for that. A couple of years. But now, I mean, I don't really go to like Halloween parties. I know that you guys have one, but I wasn't really invited to the party last year. I was told to stop by with Dawson when we were trick or treating. I feel like
that is so not true.
That is true.
Oh, that is not true.
That is true. 100%.
Nope. Because you're invited here every night.
That is
100% sure.
I've told you this a million times, unless you specifically say, hey, you want to come over?
We've already made this discussion.
I can't just show up.
Yes, you can.
My dad was a drug dealer. You don't just drop in. Okay. That is in my DNA. I can't stop it.
Believe it or not, I'm not.
I'm not saying that you were. I'm just saying like a random, like if someone were to just come over to my house, like even you, as much as I love, if you just showed up and like rang my doorbell, I'd be like, the fuck are you doing here?
I'm just like, going to start like ordering like DoorDash and shit like that. And then like not even having them deliver it there, just have them come here and deliver it. And then I'm going to give them like a $20 tip just to go to your house and knock on the door.
Well, that's why I have cameras.
Can you make another dash?
That's why I have cameras. I would not answer the door. You know how many times I've looked at him like, I don't know who that is. I'm not answering the door. I'm just sitting on my couch, fucking 20 feet from the door. I appreciate it, and I love you.
You could have got solar by now. You could have got an ADT security system by now. You could have got all these things.
The one time I did answer the other day, but it was only because my like main door was open.
Screen door.
The glass door was still closed.
Closed, but yeah.
And this guy was standing there, made eye contact, so I felt weird not answering the door. But he was trying to sell like Dobson Internet or something like that.
Yeah.
And I have another company, and he's like, he was like, pull up your the speed test. And I was like, okay. And I get, 100%, like even on Wi-Fi, it's 1 gig both ways.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I was like, most of the times it's not really, I was like, yeah, like I'm fine. Yeah. Thank you though. And he's like, well, this would be a little bit cheaper. And I was like, show me your speeds. Can you do that? Can you promise me that it'll be the same as this? Like, why would I? Anyway, you know, the one thing I've never gotten.
What's that?
Jehovah's Witness. Like, you know what I mean? Like the Mormon. Because I would invite him in and we'd have a conversation and it'd be a lot of fun. And I don't mean that shitty. Like I wouldn't be mean.
No.
But we'd get into it. You know? But they don't ever come to mind. It's like they know. Something like, we don't want to go to that guy. We'll be there all day.
You're on a list.
Yeah, we'll be there all day. God, we got one off the rails. I don't know what we're talking about.
Jehovah Witnesses for some reason on a Halloween episode.
We're talking about Garth Brooks, they're right? How do we get there?
Spooky.
They do scare me. It's the shirts.
I think it's the bikes.
You don't like bikes?
Well, not adults doing that in suits. It's kind of spooky.
Wearing a shirt and tying a bicycle weirds me out a little bit. It's, yeah. You're right.
We don't live in New York.
I get it.
If it was New York, and yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. We live in Western Oklahoma.
Yeah. This isn't a bike place.
It's not. Unless you're a kid. I mean, you don't want to be biking in 100 degree weather.
Even then, I mean, I bought my kid a brand new bike, and 4 hours later, the tires were flat because those fucking sticker things that are in the... I've said it a million times.
I changed out my kid's tires and 3 hours later.
Yeah.
They were flat.
I've said this a million times and I'll say it until the day I die. Why, when people were heading west, they stopped here and built houses, I will never understand. This is not a place for humans to habitate.
Well, it was all the cheaters and stuff.
Yeah, I know. They're like, oh, let's rush and get that land before everyone else that no one wants. Anywho, thank you to all our Oklahoma listeners.
Yeah, we really love you. We're so glad you're listening.
God, I really don't remember what we Boomer. Were talking about. Yeah.
We were talking about
Halloween costumes. Oh, yeah. So that it broke my spirit of dressing up for Halloween. That, and as a big guy, it makes costumes difficult. Okay,
and maybe I'm mean to my son. But I have him dress up like he was a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yes.
Because we were all the Ghostbusters.
Different.
Don't get me wrong.
When was that?
He approved it.
When was that?
2 years ago.
Okay. It
wasn't that long ago.
No.
He approved it?
He'll bring it up in therapy one of these days.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm fine with that. You know,
but like anything I dress up as is going to be the fat version of whatever it is. It's not see, like.
And that's what I felt about the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. It wasn't. It was the normal version of Stay Puft Marshmallow.
You did him
man.
A favor, I guess.
And we were doing Ghostbusters.
Yeah. As a whole thing, that does track it. It doesn't make sense.
I've never made him, you know, dress up as anything, you know, crazy bad.
Right. I mean, but like, there's not a single thing I could, like a costume I could put on that people would just, I would always be, like, if I dress up as Batman for Halloween party, It wouldn't just be like, oh, that guy's dressed as Batman.
Chris Farley.
But again, that's a like a fat guy. Like I'm limited to just fat guy shit.
Oh, right? I gotcha. I thought you meant like you couldn't do anything. I was like, no, you could. I gotcha what you mean.
And so that kind of just it's just like takes the fun out of it. You know what I mean? Like there's just
right.
You can't get super creative. You can't have a lot of fun with it. So Halloween isn't what it used to be. But I'm glad that my kid likes it. He's a Green Power Ranger this year.
It's awesome,
and he is super stoked. We went downtown for this little thing that was happening here, and there was a kid in the blue Power Ranger costume. And they just kept yelling, it's morphin' time. And yeah. Dude, like, they just kept doing friends. Little arm yeah. wave things. Yeah, Dawson takes it very seriously. So he was posing and stuff. The other kid was like, okay, I don't know what you're doing. But, like, it was really funny.
Jaden went as a Red Power Ranger a few years ago.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
I saw those pictures the other day. That's the only reason I knew that.
But yeah, he likes it. And he seems to like, even after the car wash from hell incident, he seems to still like doing some spooky stuff. So,
well, in the light,
yeah, as long as I'm with him,
and as long as there's not in a car through a car wash. I wonder if have you tried going through a car wash since then?
Yes,
just a regular. Okay,
yep.
So, yeah, and he was fine.
Yeah, okay. he's mostly fine. Yeah, he was. Leery.
Hey, let me know the next time you're gonna do that.
Damn it, Jay. but you know what's like when I was a kid, I remember. My parents would take me in, like, I mean, awful shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there is this graveyard that is in the middle of nowhere, in somewhere in central Indiana.
Yeah.
No idea where it even is. But they have these, that's above ground. What's it called? There's a word.
Fossils, or I'm so there.
Yeah, we're real close. People like
sarcophagus,
very similar to like what? Yes,
yeah. Not
a
sarcophagus.
It looks like it, like a vampire coffin, like you would say. And as a kid, we called them like it was the vampire graveyard, right? And my dad would tell me these stories of shit that happened. Like there was ghost girl, like all this shit that they like. Well, we picked up a girl that was, and like we could see her in the rearview mirror. We turned around, she was gone. It was crazy shit. Like, so I was scared to death. Yeah. And then he would take me there in the middle of the night.
The Hookman story.
And we would drive through, and he would like
make the sounds and stuff.
Yeah. And like turn the headlights off and like turn the car off and then like not put it back in park so it wouldn't start again. Right. And like, shit that scared the piss out of me, you know? And I remember like I bet Weatherford has one. Tell me if I'm wrong. I bet Weatherford has one. There's got to be a bridge around here.
Dead Woman's Bridge.
That if you stop on it, and it's haunted. Like the story that I heard multiple times, multiple different towns I grew up in, these small towns. Like at some point way back in the day, a school bus drove off, right? And if you go out there and you flash your lights and you honk your horn, you'll see like you hear kids laughing. Or one of them, like the big thing, was you take baby powder and you throw it over your car and you see like footprints, like little kids running around. And I'm like, were they ghost babies? Like, why were babies on school? And at the time it was scary shit, right? But they take us out there and you do these things that would just terrify us. And I'm not going to do that to him until he's a little older. I will do it. You know what I mean? We will absolutely scare the shit out of him because that's hilarious.
Right.
You're on mine. You're on my laptop. Yeah. You kept looking at me. I'm like,
no, moving in. We're moving in.
You're still on my laptop.
I know. I was messing with you.
Anyway, so yeah, I've not done anything that bad to him. It was just a car wash, you know? When you were a kid, you went trick-or-treating on Halloween day, right? Halloween night?
Yes.
Every year.
Well, we had different things. We always had the Halloween carnival until like my junior year. Then they had to change it to fall carnival. But we always had the Halloween carnival at the school, and that was before Halloween. Usually, it's the Friday before Halloween.
We had a fall carnival as well.
So, yes and no.
But I mean, the trick or treating around town, door to door, every year on Facebook and shit.
Oh yeah,
parents crazy. Like, well, what day are we doing it?
What day are we doing it?
It is Halloween.
It is on Halloween.
Why would like now, what's on Tuesday? Okay. Like, that's when we're going.
Like the other town, I think it really depends on the size of the town is why people ask. Because in Oklahoma, if it's on a Friday, like it is this year, a lot of your small towns do not have it on Fridays because they have football games. So like, you know, the town that is, you know, my son goes to school and everything, they had it tonight because tomorrow over half that town's going to be gone. So they're going to be at the game and it's an away game.
Yeah.
So they did not have it tonight.
Sure.
Which is going to be fun for the kids. I'm going to get candy and stuff, and I'm going to throw it in like the student section and have, you know, a thing of candy for the kids, you know, that are there so they can still at least trick or treat, just at the game. So, but yeah, they had theirs tonight, but the size of the town we're in, they should never ask. It's too big of a town.
Even
with football.
Right.
Most of the town is still here.
Right.
Because not that many people really.
There's only two neighborhoods that really anybody goes to anyway.
Three. Well, four now, actually. So you have this one, mm-hmm. and then you have the one right down the road called Harvest Whatever. And then you have by the high school.
Yeah.
But then you also have the one across the street from the high school.
I didn't know they went to that one. Well, yeah. Welcome back to Talking Weatherford.
Yeah. There's really only those four, though.
Yeah, it's not like where I live.
No, none.
No one's coming.
I used to live over there.
Yeah, no one's
coming. I used to get bags of candy every year, and I'd have to eat bags of candy every year.
Yeah, you'd have to. Yeah, it's a real pain in the ass.
It actually used to piss. So I love giving out candy. I got it from my dad was well known in Altus as the candy man.
Okay.
He would do, you know, the big candy bars.
I was gonna say, did he do king size and shit?
He did all the stuff. But I mean, he talked to all the kids like he was candy man. He loved, and I always got that from him. Like, that's the one thing he wanted to do. He always gave candy out. So I've kind of always been that way too. And like, I'd sit out there, you know, and give out candy, talk to all the kids, you know, tell them how great they look and, you know, wave at the parents. We've actually done stuff out here. We did s'mores out here. We've done stuff for parents. Mm-hmm. We did hot dogs and we used to, you know, and as part of our Halloween party, it used to be a lot outside, to where like I grilled and stuff out in the front yard. And did burgers and dogs and that kind of stuff. And, you know, adults that walk by, they would get, you know, that. I never gave alcoholic drinks. I've thought about it a few times, but you're just asking for problems there.
Right.
So I never did that. I kind of would love to. We always did those inside, though.
We do like a big punch situation, well, you know what
we
I mean?
Did that inside. Yeah. So if we had an adult we knew and they wanted to come in and they weren't driving, absolutely, they could have some of our punch, our punchy punch.
Yeah, well, next year I'm going to be a part of the planning of the party. Now that I know that I'm a part of it,
you've always been a part of it. You just don't believe that.
Last year, maybe I'm thinking of 2 years ago.
I think it was 2 years ago. Were here last year, quite a bit of it.
Yeah, I took him trick or treating, and then we came here. Yeah. I didn't dress up though.
No, and I'm trying to think of what we dressed up as last year. I don't remember. I did Wizard of Oz a couple of years ago.
I remember that.
I was the lion. I was a cowardly lion. That was because not even our, like we weren't even going to do that. We were going to do something completely different. And one of the girls that, you know, one of the families that come here, she wanted to do Wizard of Oz. And so she asked me directly if I could be the cowardly lion. And I was like, well, can't say no. Right. So that was a week before Halloween. I had already had all my other stuff.
That's funny.
And so I had to find a cowardly lion costume in a week.
Yeah. What did you dress up for?
I don't remember last year. I think it was an inflatable because I got inflatables last year. No, that was after Halloween.
Yeah, it was after Halloween. Yeah.
I really don't remember what I was last year.
I don't either.
I've been, I'm trying
Mario.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. No, I was
Luigi,
Mario.
Whichever one you were.
No, I was Mario.
Because I just remember you. Because
Nicole
those
was Princess
hands.
Peach.
Yeah.
Jackson did not do anything. He was going to be Yoshi, I think. No, he was going to be Bowser. That's what, and that was his choice. I didn't put that on him.
Right.
But yeah, and I think Jaden was Luigi.
Yeah.
Or he didn't dress up for that. I think he was going to be Luigi. I'm not sure if he ever did that. But we've done Ghostbusters. We did Mario last year. We did. I was a Roman warrior, and Nicole was Aphrodite. Did that 1 year. Did the Wizard of Oz. Yeah, we've done all kinds of fun stuff. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. I can't remember now.
Yeah,
like what I've been.
As an adult, I haven't done a lot.
As an adult, you should.
I think it would be fun. Like I said, it's just hard to find anything that like. that fits and like makes sense. It's just, it's hard. Before we go any further, I want to talk about something pretty cool.
Okay.
We have real legitimate sponsors now, what? You guys. The first one I want to talk about is oldglory.com. And you may be thinking to yourself, what, you buy flags?
You might be able to.
Because Old Glory? No. Yeah, they might have flags, actually. They do really cool t-shirts and the other specialty items like mugs and license plates, things like that. Novelty shit. Music, sports, entertainment.
You can get flags.
You can, see? You
not
can
get not flags like U.S. flags, but you can get like team flags and stuff.
Some pretty cool stuff. I'm going to put the link up. If you guys want to support us, like I know that you do.
Oh, dang right they do. They've been begging for this stuff.
Yes. Go purchase some stuff from Old Glory. And when you're doing checkout, go to, what's the code? What's the code? Code wrong at checkout. Enter code wrong.
Wrong. Not code wrong. Wrong.
Yeah. Enter the code wrong.
Wrong. Well, you want to do it right.
Wrong. The code is wrong.
Well, then what's right?
The wrong.
I'm not wrong. I didn't say anything.
the bit's getting stale already. seriously, it would help us out a lot.
Yeah.
They have really cool stuff.
WRONG.
Yeah. Right.
Wrong.
It's fun. It's a good time, you guys.
But they have Jaguars flags.
That's they cool. do.
You can get that for Dawson.
Nope. I sure will not.
I might
they have really cool band
Christmas
stuff.
Right around the corner. Ooh, they have a New England Patriots Super Bowl 49 champion
dress. Oh,
I'm going to get that for Dawson. I'm going to turn him into Patriots. That's my new goal.
Buddy, I love you. I will kill you. We'll end up on the news.
Well, one of us will. The other one will just be the news is about.
If you're looking for a new Dr. Dre shirt, they have you covered. So, and they do have a bunch of sports stuff, like you said, all like old album covers.
A French Canadian flag.
Who doesn't need that? Right. They have a beer.
It's a t-shirt too. It's not even a flag. It's a t-shirt.
Beer shirts. If you want an old English t-shirt.
An American First Lady Liberty necktie.
Yeah. See, the possibilities are endless.
Well, they're not.
Oldglory.com. Promo code wrong at checkout for a discount. I think it's 15%. You get 15% off. It's a what?
They have a gun flag. So it's a flag made out of guns.
Is that what you're laughing about?
Yeah, it's interesting looking.
Let me see this. Oh, that's. Yep, I'm gonna get you one of those for Christmas. That really fits your
motif
aesthetic. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Well, I can go on and on forever about oldglory.com.
There's a lot of shit in there.
There really is.
Like I was just teasing when I said that. You know, I was gonna look up that. There's too much stuff.
It is,
but they have Marvel. They have like Harry Potter, I think.
Yeah,
Star Wars or The Hobbit. Maybe not Harry Potter. I don't see Harry Potter on there. They might. I don't know. They have Star Wars, The Hobbit, Marvel, Dr. Seuss, Disney. They have Disney stuff. Sesame Street for now. The Big Lebowski.
Who doesn't need a new Big Lebowski shirt?
Dude, Big Lebowski was awesome.
So one more time, oldglory.com, promo code wrong at checkout, 15% off, and you get free standard shipping. So
that's awesome.
Go buy a bunch of shit and use the promo code. Help us out, guys. We love you. Back to our show. So you mentioned that your dad passed out king-size candy bars.
Yep.
Those were, I mean.
Oh, yeah. When you found that house.
Man, that was
And here's the thing. He didn't start doing this until after I was like way out. Like I was in my 20s at this point. And then he started that shit. When I was a kid, like they just give out the regular candy, you know, the normal stuff. But like, and I think, you know, I think later on I may do the same thing. So like when I looked back on it in my 20s, I was like, man, what? That's shitty, you know, that he does that now.
Right.
Like, but now I have two kids and I understand I don't have money to do that stuff.
Right.
So that's what happened.
Yeah. You can't be out there.
My parents, as soon as I was out, they bought a new house. I didn't really realize how much of a burden I was on them. But it was actually funny. The first time I went to that house was Nicole, the first time she went to Altus. So they had just moved into this house, all this stuff. I went down there to see the house the first time. She keeps asking me where shit is. I don't know. I did not grow up here.
I've never been here. Yeah.
You and I have been here the same amount of times.
You know what I know.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I still remember that though. She's like, where are the towels? I was like, I don't know. You're going to have to ask somebody who's lived here more than a...
When you find out, let me know.
I was looking for those too. I just used the mat.
Yeah, dude. I loved finding the house that would do king size shit. That was awesome. There was a house in a small little town, Colburn, Indiana. There was a house every year that handed out these popcorn balls. And they're not the same kind of popcorn balls that you have like the football games here where it's like a marshmallow treat.
Right, yeah, yeah.
There was like a caramel. Right.
Yeah.
And I remember...
That's what we always had.
I looked forward to that every year.
They probably don't last as long as the marshmallows. Probably not. That's probably why.
But... Did you guys ever have, like, they do homemade stuff when you were a kid?
All the time.
Yeah.
Caramel apples.
Yeah.
They call them candy apples.
Which is a different thing. Like, candy apples are coated in
back
candy.
Then, they were all just called candy apples, though. Even caramel apples were called candy apples.
That might have been a regional thing. Yeah.
It didn't matter what it had on there, but yes, candied apples now have like a hard coating on them and they're candy.
I like the cinnamon candy apples. Those are good. Like that sounds gross. Candy on a green apple, it's good shit. Caramel apples, one of my favorite things on the planet. No surprise here. I love boiled sugar, but
I just had a caramel and then on top of it, they put, you know, the turtle, not a turtle, sorry, not mm-hmm. not that, but turtle candy.
Yeah.
Then they crush those up and then put on top.
Yeah.
That was freaking fantastic.
I bet.
Yeah. We had like two of those. Sorry, I didn't save you any.
Yeah. Yeah. He says I'm part of the family and he does shit like this.
You don't show up.
You didn't ask me to. I didn't know.
Anytime. You know, it's an open door for us.
I'm supposed to fucking know you. Like your wife.
No, you do know.
I'm supposed to know you had candy apples.
No, you know that you can come here anytime.
Your wife texted me today, like, are you alive? I'm like, yeah, I'm alive. Like,
because you haven't been here because you don't show up.
No. When have you invited me?
All the time.
When
we say you can come over anytime, dinner's usually between 6 and 8 sometime.
It has been my experience.
Now, football season's a little weird.
People say that to be nice. They don't mean it. I have leaned on you guys a lot over the last year.
I'm a 16-year-old you right now. Bruh.
I do not want to wear out my welcome.
You're not wearing anything out.
There's a limit.
Dude, if you would have wore out your welcome, that would have been a long time ago. We wouldn't be doing this podcast.
There's a Josh limit. Trust me. Everyone I know has found it. Welcome back to Depression. I'm your host, Josh James.
I'm your co-host,
Jeffrey.
We're the same.
How do you feel about homemade treats now?
For me, I like them still. I mean,
you'd eat them? Like if
it doesn't bother me.
Really?
And I get it. People freak out I don't want to throw a negative connotation on that because I understand. I get it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just so trusting of people and their sanitary habits.
I'm not even worried about like poison. I don't think people out here trying to poison. I mean, because it'd be pretty easy to find out who poisoned the town, right? But I just mean
that's
like,
why they don't give drugs to kids.
Do you let your cats climb on the kitchen counters? You know what I mean? While you're making this, do you wash your hands in between? You know what I mean? Shit like that.
Right.
It bothers me. The same reason I have
issues. I thought you were talking about me. I was like, no, not really.
same. Now you know why I don't come for dinner. It's the same thing.
Nicole cooks.
I have an issue with like potlucks. Like I'll sit there and look at like, it's a buffet of all this amazing food. I'm like, I can't eat any of this.
And I can eat all of it.
And when I,
except for the pea salad, man, the people that bring pea salad and it's just peas and like it'll have like grated cheese on top and like a creamy like cream of mushroom or something like that underneath.
It's cream of mushroom. It's mostly like mayonnaise and sugar
for pea salad.
I think the same as like broccoli salad, right? I mean, it's
like, well, I guess it could be. I've always seen it's almost like the green bean casserole.
Oh, I've never had that. That's crazy.
But it's a pea casserole, I should say, not really a pea salad, sir. Like a pea casserole. Yeah, I've seen. Oh, I love peas. I like pea soup. Too, yeah. I like. Oh, Man,
I love peas.
Split pea soup. I could do that.
The British eat mushy peas. Why are they?
Do you
why,
mean like a why, whole? Like they look whole, but they're mushy.
No,
or they mush them.
Yeah, sorry, I did the mic stand. Yeah, they have you never seen like mushy peas? Like
I guess British, not.
It's almost like they make them like they take peas and then mash them as they would mashed potatoes and give like this glump of.
I would think that's avocado, paste. And that'd be really pissed.
I'd be pissed if it was avocado.
You'd rather have peas than avocado?
Yes. Avocado's disgusting.
No, it's not. It's
amazing. It tastes like grass.
No, it does. A grass.
It does to me. Let's not get in this thing. We all have difference in taste buds, all right? Some people think cilantro tastes like soap.
Yeah.
I think it's delicious.
That's fine. That's your prerogative.
And I don't like avocado or seafood, so sue me. I do love popcorn balls, though. So if you've come from a trusted source and you make popcorn balls, let me
know. Am I going to have to learn how to make popcorn balls so you'll come over some more?
Yeah, you should. No, okay. Make it worth my while.
Oh, okay, that's fair. I'll let Nicole know she hasn't made it worth a while to come over.
Shut up. That's not at all what's happened.
I'm going to text her right now, actually.
Okay, that's fine. Do you like candy corn?
This is going to sound weird if I say Josh says you don't make it worth his while to come
it
over.
Is. Yeah. It would sound very weird.
Still going to say it.
Okay.
Sounds awesome.
Do you like candy corn?
No. Okay, here's the thing. I don't hate candy corn to a extent of like I would throw up if I had it, but I don't want it. Like it's not going to be something I'm like,
I'm not buying
I can't
it.
Wait for candy
corn. I'm not buying it.
Right. But yeah, like I would throw a handful in my mouth and chew it up. It's just sugar. I mean, it's...
Have you had the thing where people mix candy corn and like peanuts together and you're like, take a handful of that and it's like eating a payday. Like, just eating a fucking payday then. You know, it's not a big thing here. It's a big thing where I'm from.
That's weird.
They mix, everybody has it like around this time of year. I get right
now. It's
like
a Halloween Chex mix.
Right now, but it's just peanuts and candy corn. I guarantee you right now, Steve and Elizabeth on their counter have a plastic container full of this. Ask them. Text them right now and ask them.
I'm going to tell them I want them to take a picture of their kitchen counter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. I guarantee they have one on their counter right now. Okay. You're just weird. You're going to get the police called on you. You're sending weird texts out to random people.
Well, I'm going to do it in our group so it's not that weird. Sure. I was about to send it just to Elizabeth and that would have been really weird.
Yeah. Yes, it would have. Candy corn is one of those things like, there are other holidays have candy that comes out just for that holiday that I'm like
dining room table to. Or kitchen counter.
Kitchen counter, like the. Okay. If I know them, it's to the left of their stove. You can get that specific. I guarantee you, it's there. Other holidays have like a specific candy that comes out for that holiday that I fucking love, like Valentine's Day and those candy hearts, those little conversation hearts. I love them. I can't get enough of them. In fact, usually. By the time February comes around, I've made myself sick eating these candy hearts. Easter, the caramel Cadbury eggs, amazing. Peeps, love them. Christmas, love candy canes.
Peeps, gross. Candy canes are fun.
But Halloween, they don't have a specialty candy that I can think of.
Candy corn.
Right, that's the only one. Yeah, I hate it. But you know what Halloween does do? Turns everything into the shape of a pumpkin, and for some reason, tastes better.
Okay, so there's only one that actually is the shape of a pumpkin, and that would be the Snickers. The rest of them, they say they're going to, and then they're just little blobs that don't look like pumpkins. Snickers, on the other hand, apparently they have an actual...
They have a pumpkin stamp.
Like, they have a... I was about to say a die, not a die. They have a... What are they called?
Mold.
Mold.
There you go.
Could not think of it.
You'll get that.
They have a mold. Reese's, no mold. They're just like, bloop.
Yeah.
That kind of looks like one.
But
because none of them look the same.
Doesn't it taste better than a regular Reese's cup?
Yes.
Isn't it weird?
To a point. Okay. Here's one thing I love about Reese's cups, though. I like the ridges on the side. I think when you bite into it, like if you're actually biting into it, not just throwing it like straight in your mouth. I mean, if you're driving with a king size and you just need to get them before they melt, you just throw them straight in your mouth. But if you're actually biting through them, I like those ridges on the side. I don't know why. It's weird.
The ridges, that might be the first wrong way to eat a Reese's. Sorry. That was a funny joke. I don't feel like I got enough. He's not even listening. He would have laughed till he peed if he'd heard it.
I probably would have, but.
No, you wouldn't have been that good.
You know.
Man, we're cooking right along this Halloween episode. Did you ever used to do pranks? Like, did you ever used to do.
Not
like,
really.
TP or eggs or anything like that?
We paintballed once.
Yeah, I did that once too. Out of a car.
Yeah. We did that once. Other than that, no. For the most, well, I wouldn't even say most. I was actually really young. When I was really young, we lived on a farm. So, I mean, the closest place was a half a mile
just
away.
Egg your own house. Yeah. Just I didn't do a lot. I never TP'd a house. I TP'd a school one time, but it was for the school had us do it. Like it was, our teacher had us do it. Like it was,
that's lame.
I know, but it wasn't even around Halloween. It was just something we were doing for school. I don't remember ever doing anything like people do the flaming bag of dog shit. You see that in movies and stuff. I've never seen anybody actually do that in real life.
No, but I imagine it would work.
Do you want to do it? Do you want to go do pranks this year? Do you want to go egg houses and DP houses?
Well, I don't have a dog anymore. Oh, you do though.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't have a dog, so I have a whole, be us shitting in it.
I have a whole yard full of dog shit I haven't cleaned up in a while, so let's do that.
Actually, there's probably still some out there. It's just, you know, hard now.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah. It's fertilizer at this point.
Let's go. Do you I know a house right now that I would love to do all these things to.
I bet you have a couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say. There's.
I think we should do it.
I might be able to talk into it.
Yeah. I think I'm going
to. I can't get arrested or anything, though.
No, I don't think we will. I know a good lawyer. We'll be fine.
I have other reasons I can't get arrested.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine. Are you ready to do our top five Halloween candies?
Hell yeah.
Let's do it, man. Do your top five song again.
I don't remember what it was.
We'll make up a new one.
It's the top five of Halloween candy.
You guys like that one? Let us know in the comments. Like and subscribe. Is that what people say on YouTube? Okay, how do we decide?
And rate us 5 stars.
Yeah, please. If you haven't already
rated us. That was a 5-star song.
I'm saying. Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Can you do 6?
No. I stop at 5.
Okay.
Hopefully it only goes up to 5.
Yeah, this whole time it goes to 12.
Yeah. <You've been> given- Now, like, oh, that you only want 5. Awesome. Damn it.
Okay, how do we decide who goes first? Do you want to flip a coin? You know what? On account of it being your birthday tomorrow, actually, on Halloween, the day that this comes out.
We could roll a D20.
No, I think you get to go first because it's your birthday tomorrow.
Okay, I'll take it.
The day this comes out.
And then next week you can do it.
How old will we be tomorrow?
Doesn't matter.
You don't want to talk about it? I would do the math, but I don't want to go up to... I forgot to tell you this. I was telling Dawson that it was your birthday. And he goes, how old's it going to be? And I was like, pretty old. And he goes, if I call him and ask him, he'd tell me. I go, nope.
Let's see. I don't even know, actually. Yeah. Hold on. Born in 78. Why am I blanking? Yeah, 47.
Okay, 47 this year, yeah.
I was thinking 47, but I wasn't thinking it was... Never mind. I was thinking 26.
Yeah, your birthday's tomorrow. My birthday is in like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. So next week's episode, we're going to talk about birthdays.
Woohoo!
And we're going to make cakes.
Oh, we're going to make cakes?
We should make... Not
I'm going to get like an easy bake oven.
We should... Oh my God, can we do that by next episode?
I think so.
Fucking A. We're going to turn this into a baking podcast. Waffles and cakes and shit. I love it. Anyway,
if a loud noise pops in all of a sudden, I apologize.
Are you trying to find easy bake ovens?
Okay, we're good.
I bet Amazon can get us an easy bake oven in time.
We're there, man. Easy bake oven.
Use promo code wrong at checkout.
Oh, so they have an ultimate easy bake oven. Baking bundle.
Yeah.
Oven, cookie, pretzel, pizza, mixes, and sprinkles. Whisk for kids 8 plus. $160.
Oh, I was thinking like 30, 40 bucks.
So now they do have, oh no, those are just mixes.
Oh.
The mixes are 30.
I bet we could find a Facebook Marketplace Easy Bake Oven.
And you worry about sanitary.
We clean it up. It gets hot. You know what I mean? It cooks out all the badness.
We might be able to do cake batter and a waffle maker.
Cake waffles does seem right up our alley, doesn't it?
It really seems does. Really
on brand.
And then we can just put the icing around on top.
Yeah. Let's do
it. Dude, that's actually a good idea. I've never thought of that.
I haven't either, but we're doing that. Yeah. We're going to make some waffle cakes. Yeah. Cake waffles. Cake waffles?
Cake waffles.
I don't know.
Cake waffles.
We're going to make them, whatever they
are.
Cake
waffles. I think you're right. Yeah.
And we're going to talk about, we'll do a top five cake flavors.
Yeah.
Look forward to that shit. But right now, we're talking about Halloween candy. Go first.
Yes, we are.
What's your number one, your favorite Halloween candy of all time?
Number one, I'm actually going to go, we already talked about them, caramel apples. And it's kind of going back. Really? Back in the day. Because really, it was the only time you got them.
Sure.
Like, especially back then, like, that was the Halloween thing. It was like, caramel apples, bobbing for apples. I don't know why it was always apples.
It's about the time of the year they harvest apples, right?
I don't know. We had apples all the time. We had an apple tree, and they dropped during the middle of summer.
Oh.
So I don't know.
I don't either.
But yeah,
apple, I never understood the bobbing for apples thing. What's that?
They try to kill children by drowning them.
Yeah.
They try to get kids not afraid of the water so that, you know, when the mom's from.
What was the movie where the water boiled? What was it where the water boiled when she was bobbing for apples? It was like where it was like all the.
It sounds familiar.
Am I thinking of an episode of Supernatural or something, maybe? Where like all of the urban legends were coming true? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I have not seen that one. So I'm not in the middle of watching it because I haven't watched it in a little while now. I got through season one. I only have, 32 more seasons to go?
Yeah, it's a daunting task.
It really is. And that's kind of why I stopped, just because, I thought I felt like I was doing good and chipping away at it. Then I realized I was just like on episode 3 of season 2. And yeah. Anyways.
It's a lot. It's a lot to do.
Sorry. Caramel apple, I think.
Caramel apples.
Because... Main reason, because that's the only time had those.
Do you want like a Granny Smith apple?
Ooh, that's a good question. I didn't mind either one. I didn't mind like Red Delicious or...
Well, man, not Red Delicious. Red Delicious is a gross apple.
Okay, here... Fiji, I guess, would be the... okay, so I also remember going to the store and you had red apples or green apples. You didn't have 42
we've come a long way in the apple game. Yeah.
So
I'm here for it all. I fucking love it.
So I think red apples were just red apples. Green apples were just green apples. I remember going to the store one time and Nicole actually wrote down like she wanted a certain type of apple. I don't know what the hell she was talking about. Then I get there and I was like, okay, well, they're going to have like three. They'll have red, green, and then this. I was wrong.
Yeah, there's a lot. And if you go to a place like Crest or Sprouts.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. It's a lot. Yeah.
I went to Sprouts one time and spent $45 on apples. Yeah. Because I wanted to try different kinds. They had this Japanese, it was a tiny little yellow apple.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was so good.
Yeah. Just remember horse apples. Don't eat those.
I love apples. And a Cosmic Crisp might be like the best apple you can get.
No idea what that is.
I don't know how they make it. Some sort of Honey Crisp mixed with something else. I don't know.
Honey Crisps are yellow red, aren't they?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. But like a lot of people when they do caramel apples want a tart apple with it. I'm here for that. And I get that.
I didn't care either way.
Either. Do you want anything on the outside of it? Some people put like nuts on it. Do you like nuts on your apples?
I always like nuts, man.
Can confirm.
But I didn't care. Like I really didn't. Like if it had them, that was great. But I mean, I just want caramel apples.
Yeah, same.
Like
as an adult, you know, you can just get like a tub of caramel and a thing of even pre-sized apples and just go to town. Sure. Yeah. Okay. It's good. Yeah. It's a good time.
I mean, as a kid, I didn't know that.
That's a good Friday night for someone in my situation.
Funny situation actually too. You can just, you know, cut up apples into slices and then just have a little bowl of caramel and just dip them. Yeah. I would have never thought that would have been a great snack when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get that.
No, I get it. My number one. We talked about it already, is the Reese's Pumpkins.
Nice.
They're so good.
Yeah.
I'm more of a...
Reese's are my favorite candy.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Like even Reese's Cup. I'm not mad about Reese's Cup.
Right.
I like hard candy more than I like chocolate, but you put peanut butter in that shit.
Yeah. Peanut butter makes everything better.
100% of the time. Yeah. 100% of the time.
Speaking, we were talking about waffles a little while ago. Mm-hmm. We made some waffles the other morning.
Yeah.
And the first
Turning into a waffle fan, huh?
No. The first waffle I had, I put butter and syrup on, and I remember why I hated waffles. It's not even just because they were crunchy on the corners and stuff like that, but because with waffles, they are so like porous that it sunk in and it made them mushy and it made me gag.
Okay. And you have a textural thing and I get that.
I do.
When I eat pancakes or waffles or whatever, I want it to basically be saturated with syrup.
That's Jackson, yeah.
It is my peanut butter on a waffle or pancakes, amazing. The combination, I probably said this already, the combination of peanut butter and maple syrup together.
Is outstanding. And that's what I do on pancakes. So my second waffle, because I only ate around the edge because that was the only part that was still, you know, not mush. So I ate the edge of that one, but then I was still hungry. So I got another one and I just put peanut butter. I didn't even put any syrup at all on it. That's and I had that with milk.
That's a dry
situation. It was, but with the milk, it wasn't that bad.
Sure.
It was chocolate milk.
You know what you could do? Cover it in peanut butter like that because it comes in those little segments that we talked about, right?
And that's what
dip it. Just dip it. Just dip it. You know what I mean?
I thought about that. That's a lot of work.
That's not that much work.
It was a little bit.
All right. So we're doing this draft way, right? Like a serpentine draft. So like I would do number two now. Is that how it works? Or do we go back to you? It doesn't matter.
No, go
back to
you. You got it.
My number two, very, very close second, right?
Yeah.
Those little boxes of Nerds.
Yeah.
Fucking love them.
Yeah.
And those are, I mean, I'll pop that open, dump the whole thing in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a shot. It's a shot of candy. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, 30 of them though. It's 30 shots. Remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a lot.
Do you take a lot of shots of liquor most of the time? Is that a normal thing for you, Jeff?
It can be.
Because if so, do I have a product for you? What segue
do you have for me?
What a segue. You let us down, buddy. This episode is also brought to you in part by our partners at Liqueur.
What does Liqueur do?
It is a gummy that prevents
Sounds good already.
Hangovers.
Even better.
If you drink as much as Jeff does, notice you wake up sometimes feeling a little groggy?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I have to deal with you, so you know.
This one beer a week that I have really knocks down my ass. Yeah, it just gets me. If you do drink more than that and you want to prevent feeling like shit the next day, Liqueur, Liqueur.com has you covered.
Nice.
I think, tell me if I'm wrong here. I think they tell you it's all natural stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They say that.
I don't work for them directly, right. So no, I don't know the secrets. No. They could be lying to us all. I don't think so, though. Our good partners over at Liqueur.
There's no TCH or...
TCH or THC.
THC. TCH also. There's none of that in there.
Neither one of them's in there.
THC neither or CBD.
How does it work? Do you know how it works?
Well, we're never going to be able to.
They dropped us before this airs.
Yeah.
How does it work? Tell us how it works.
So you take a serving of it for every five drinks you plan to drink.
Yeah.
Or you can take it after also. But yeah, you have a easy to go packet that comes with two servings and you just go for it.
You just go for it.
Yeah.
It's a combination of vitamins, antioxidants, and herbs.
Right.
That support your liver's ability to process. I don't know how to pronounce that word, so I'm not going to try.
I don't even know where you're reading.
The byproduct of ethanol. That's what I'm looking for here.
Oh, okay.
We consume from alcohol, and the reason you experience your next day hangovers is that chemical. And these, the ones that I can't say, and these gummies help your body fight that off. Okay.
That's awesome.
If you sign up with promo code wrong at checkout, you will get 20% off.
20%?
20% off.
That's what I'm talking about.
They apparently taste delicious. We haven't tried them yet.
They're gluten-free, GMO-free. Mm-hmm. They're plant-based. They're alcohol-free, which is good.
Yeah.
Soy-free, dairy-free, sucro... I was so close.
You'll get, dude. Yeah, you're gonna get there.
No artificial colors.
Yeah. I've done my own research on this. Like, once I read about this partner, and they reached out, I did a little reading about this. The science is sound, okay? The things that they put in these gummies really do help your liver process that chemical. So give them a try. Let us know how it goes. Like I think you said, you chew 3 gummies every 4 to 5 drinks, right? Yep. Yeah, that's not bad. They taste delicious, everyone says. Again, we'll let you know when we get some, how they actually taste.
Yeah.
And how they make you feel. That is liqueur.com, promo code WRONG.
LIQURE.com.
That's right. Promo code WRONG. Anyway, nerds. Go on.
What? Oh, you mean the candy. I thought you were just talking to me. So my number two.
Sure.
Almond Joy.
I love Almond Joy.
I do too. And you don't, like, when I go to the store, I never think, oh yeah, I'm going to get an Almond
Joy. I get them a lot.
I do if I see them, but truthfully, I usually just grab a Snickers or a Reese's because I mean, that's what's comfortable.
Yeah. I think when we went to, that baseball game, I got an Almond Joy. Yeah. I love Almond Joys, man. Yeah. They're great.
But you always get those like in, you know, somebody gives those to you and you're like, oh, I forgot how awesome these were. I had 3 tonight because my great grandmother had them.
Yeah. You know what Dawson got when he did his little trick or treat thing tonight?
What's that?
Someone gave him a Christmas tree snack cake. Like the greatest snack cakes of all time.
Right. Yeah. Those things are expensive.
Yeah. Too. And he got one of those. And I was like, oh, those are my favorite.
That's like a full size candy bar type situation. Yeah.
And I go, that's daddy's favorite. I was like, I'm going to eat that later. And he looked at me, started laughing, opened it up, and he ate it in front of me. The respect I have for him has never been higher.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's your next one?
So number 3 for me, 100 grand.
Really?
Yeah, I really like 100 grand.
God, you're old, aren't you?
Well, it's I am. I'm not as. I remember my dad always talking about cherry mashes.
Anyways. Oh, those are gross.
Yeah, he loved those.
Gross.
As a kid, probably in the 40s and 50s, that was probably a normal thing. Yeah. But no, 100 grand. I like that. The caramel with the crunchy crisp.
I do like them. Yeah.
I just like them.
I forgot they existed, honestly, till right now.
See, that's what I mean, though. Is like, until you get those in a Halloween bag, you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot how good those were.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm going with on my list, is like things that I would get in there and I'd be like, oh, that's awesome. And you really only got it once a year.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to buy 100 grand in a store.
No, that's not what you're going to get.
Right.
No, you're going to get Almond Joy.
That's kind of the way I feel about Almond Joys, though. I mean, and I say that, but I have got them, especially with my kids, because I try to get them to try new things, and none of them will because they never mind.
I get it.
Because other adults that live in my house don't like certain things, so they project that.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So coconut, nobody can like coconut.
Oh, coconut's amazing.
It's so good.
I don't understand.
And neither one of my children like it because, the other adults don't.
Anything with coconut, I'm on board.
Yeah, me too. Except for coconut water.
Honestly, I don't disagree with. I can do it, but it's not my favorite because it doesn't taste like sweetened coconut.
That that's the problem. It's not sweetened. Yeah. Have you ever had like a coconut with a hole drilled in it and a straw in it? Uh-uh. My kids have, and they do not like it.
Not a fan.
And then I tried it. It's not good.
I bet not.
Yeah. It's horrible, actually. And we paid like $20 a piece for those.
Yeah. I have to. I consume a lot of them on that video game I played, Green Hell.
Well, yeah. I mean,
out in the jungle.
Truthfully, it'd probably be the best thing ever if I'm, out in the jungle by myself. It'd probably be amazing.
Yeah. that's funny. So my next one is not, this is one of those ones that like, I don't even know if you can, I don't know if you can find it outside of Halloween.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd want it outside of Halloween because it's not my go-to.
Yeah.
But whenever I get like, especially now that Dawson, then he goes trick-or-treating, I just basically go through and take what I want out of it.
That's dad tax.
Dad tax. The flavored Tootsie Rolls. Like I like the regular Tootsie Roll too, but there's like a blue
vanilla
one
they have the vanilla. The
orange one and the lemon one. I love them. They're so good.
I like the vanilla one. They have a cherry one. I don't care for that one.
See, I like all those.
I really like the vanilla one. Vanilla is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I like that, I think, better than I like the chocolate one.
But I don't know that you can get those. Like, I don't think, can you find those outside of Halloween, those Halloween bags? I've never seen them.
I think we get to try this out in November. See if we can get some of this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I know there's certain ones that, like, that are on my list that, you know, you seem to only get around Halloween, but I know you can only because I've actually had to get.
You know, Saturday, all of the Halloween candy at like Walgreens and shit's going to be super discounted.
Actually, they're probably just going to put it on the shelf for next year.
Well, Walmart does that. They'll pull it back and then throw it back out there. Yeah. But Walgreens, like they were going there, they really do. Like they have big discounts after holidays.
Actually, candy. I think Walmart does too.
Do they?
It'll be tonight, actually, or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
It's like 9 o'clock Halloween night. All that shit goes on sale.
Well, I might go raid the shelves here.
Dude, Spirit Halloween, Friday or Saturday.
We did it last year. Yeah. I think that's so a tradition.
I was talking to them last night, and like all their home goods stuff, as soon as they open on Saturday, goes 50% off.
That's good. Get
their other stuff's only like 20% off until Sunday, and then it goes 50%, then everything's 50% off. But their home stuff. So I didn't do anything because we're not going to be here for Halloween. Yeah. So
I put mine up. Thanks it for looks coming awesome. To grab those. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Oh, did you see it?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't see that, but I saw the lights. I saw those cool lights you have on.
Those little flickering lights. Yeah, that's pretty cool. About those.
I would, but there's wasps around my lights.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
It's almost time for you to come put those back and get my Christmas decorations down.
Sounds good.
From my attic for me.
It's about time for you to go up there and get my Christmas decorations.
Anytime. let's go fight some wasps. My next one is another one that I don't see outside of hot, like trick-or-treating, is those Jolly Rancher suckers. Like I see
Jolly Rancher suckers. I'm trying to think of the Jolly Rancher ones.
I mean, it's just a bigger Jolly Rancher on a stick, and it's great.
Oh,
when you were,
I don't know if I've ever seen those.
Oh, I have one in my car right now that Dawson got tonight.
I bet you Jaden has one. I mean,
do you remember the Jolly Rancher sticks they used to be able to get?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Man, those are so fucking good.
They still have those.
I don't see those either. Yeah. I don't look for candy a lot though.
Right.
I can grab what I'm there to get.
I take it for my kids on Halloween, and I just know that they've had that. And we've actually had them here, but they're shorter now. Like, they've set the long sticks.
That's what I'm talking about, the big
ones. Yeah, the long ones. They have the shorter ones now, so they still have them. They're just a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
Probably cost twice as much.
I love hard candy so much. It's insane. What's your next one?
My next one? Oh, I almost changed because you made me think of something.
Change it up. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen your list.
I am going to change it up.
Change it up. Do what you feel.
So my fourth...
Yeah.
My fourth.
Yeah.
My fourth is Laffy Taffy.
Laffy Taffy's good. Oh, so what's your favorite flavor, Laffy Taffy?
Man, so that's green apple's really good. Like green apple.
I have a clear favorite. It's my favorite flavor in all candies if it comes in it.
Oh, banana.
100%.
Yeah. I just got to think of banana. And my kids don't like it. They hate banana. So I'm like, I'm so sorry that you got this banana. I'll take it.
I will go to a candy store sometimes and let Dawson get a couple things, and I will come out with 3 pounds of just the bananas that you can get.
Are you talking about the little hard candy bananas? Yeah. Oh, those
runs bananas.
Now, I will say they hurt my teeth now, so that's why I really go with the Laffy Taffy's. And
they
also, now.
I'm pretty sure they give me diabetes. That's why I can't do anymore. We're too old to enjoy.
Well, I think just going to the
smelling it when you get in there. Yeah.
Well, no, just going to the candy store and getting 2 pounds of anything at a candy store.
I don't
probably contributes to that,
right? I don't actually have diabetes either. That was a joke. Sorry to the people that do. I don't mean to make light of your situation. That was very insensitive of me, and I apologize.
That's good on you.
I've learned something here today. all right, what's your last one?
My last one is kind of a weird one. And a lot of people hate these.
If you say Charleston Chew, I swear to God, Jeff.
I changed it just now. Fun Dips.
I fucking love Fun Dip, man.
Fun Dips are good. It's always the damn stick, though.
I love the stick.
No, I know, but I always ate the stick before I got done with the powder. Yeah. And then then if you pour the powder out like and try to eat it, you always cough. Like I do. I think it just hit the back of my throat like a puff, and then I have...
Not if you do it like I do, but I do a Fun Dip like a...
Are you snorting this
like
shit?
Yes. Yep. Start talking about all the business ideas I have. Like I do a line of Fun Dip, like Jeff, we gotta buy a boat. I love Fun Dip. I will, I'll do a couple, dip and licks, right? But then I just shoot the powder, right?
Yeah.
And then just where can I just get the sticks?
I bet
people
you
have been asking for it for decades, and you're gonna tell I can't just buy a roll of those.
We're
sticks?
Gonna find out. I'm gonna look up right now if you can just buy. Can you buy the Fun Dip
Hopefully they're cheaper than the Easy-Bake ovens.
Amazon.
Okay. What you got?
I don't see the sticks.
Yeah, see, themselves. I've looked. I can't find them. And that seems crazy to me.
I agree.
What?
They have, this is not Fun Dip either.
Okay.
Is it Star Wars Lick and Dip Mandalorian Dipping Sticks with candy powder. So it still has candy powder with it.
Yeah.
But it was just kind of
Mandalorian promoted.
Yeah. And but it is not Fun Dip.
Yeah. Well, there's Fun Dip and then there's like that Lick-A-Made or whatever. And I like both of them. The same stuff. Exact same shit.
I've never even heard of Lick-A-Made. Apparently, Amazon has not heard of that either. I'm not seeing that anywhere. Yeah, I can't find the sticks anywhere.
It's Pixie crazy. Sticks. Huh. Yeah, Pixie Sticks.
Yeah.
That's all it is. A Pixie Stick and then whatever. Right. Little...
So if they can have Pixie Sticks with just the powder, right. Why can't they have, you know, the Fun Dip?
They're almost like candy cigarettes. It's almost like that.
So it's funny because that's what popped on here. But also, you know what else is really close? And I just saw these. You know the candy necklaces?
Yeah.
Those are really close.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't see those. They have a Fun Dip Razmag Magic Dip.
Yep.
That look good. But no sticks, just by
the way. That's crazy, man. If you have the in on the Fun Dip sticks, let us know.
Well, they'd probably have to work at the Fun Dip factory.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I want to get big enough to get those. That's my goal.
That's our goal?
Yeah.
That's all what we're after.
That's all I need. Okay.
You can buy candy cigarettes, by the way, 24 count boxes.
We should get some.
You have to be 18.
No, that's, just that's funny.
Just kidding.
I wouldn't be surprised. It'd
be 21 now anyways.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
It is funny though.
Oh,
that's funny. Concord Confections, 1 pound Bananarama candy, bulk runts banana heads. Uh-huh. You can get 1 pound for $9.92. Pound.
Highway robbery.
It's a pound.
That's not as much as you think.
Yeah, that's not. No, yeah.
We're a dense candy, Jeff. It's not, trust me.
That's still, me. I mean, even a pound, it's quite a bit.
It's not as much as you think it is.
I'm not saying it's a lot. I'm saying it's quite a bit.
It's more than you should eat.
That's what I mean. It's
it's all relative, baby. You ready for my last one?
Yes.
Now and Laters.
That's a good one.
I love now banana now and laters also.
That's true. Grape now and laters. Yeah.
Grape second.
Yeah. So now and later is really good. Not as chewy as Life Taffy. I think I like now and later when I was younger more than I like them
They're
now.
They're so hard. Yeah. Like it just, it if you bite down immediately, it sticks to your teeth in a way that like I might, it's going to pull a molar out.
Funny story. No, it wasn't now and later. It was a dot. Never mind. I bit down on a dot one time. It was a really hard dot because it had been in the machine for probably 20 years.
Yeah.
And I bit down on it and came back up and I lost my implant.
Really?
Yeah. My implant came up. That's came funny. Out of my mouth. So that sucked.
That's not, yeah, it's not funny, I guess. I shouldn't. That's, again, yeah, I'm just hurting.
It was pretty funny. It happened at the bowling alley.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Losing teeth at a bowling alley is always funny.
Usually comes from other things. You know?
Yeah, exactly. How are we doing on time?
I think we're good.
Yeah. We've Halloweened it out, you think?
Man, there's always more room for Halloween stuff. But I think we did get a photo.
Look for us on social media. Hold on one second, everybody.
I don't see it.
No, I don't either.
You were wrong.
Yeah, it must be on the other side today. Funny, I'll tell her tomorrow why, and I bet she'll be like, oh, yeah, we just ran out. Like, I 100% they've already had a whole batch of this. I can guarantee it.
Probably.
Where are we at? Oh, follow us on social media, Instagram. Yes. That's where all of our links are on Instagram.
Yeah.
I will link our two partners. Both of them, don't forget, promo code WRONG at checkout. Okay. Yeah. We would love it if you support us a little bit. It's a, you know, the more you support us, the better our partners will be. Let's put it that way.
Right.
So, if you want us to get up to Casper Mattresses or whatever the fuck the good
podcast, whatever
Joe Rogan's doing now.
Yeah.
By these
hangover gummies or whatever. It is,
yeah, exactly.
Toothbrush things.
Hell yeah. Me undies and shit.
Okay.
What?
Let's not spoil it for them later.
Okay, you know? Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Because MeUndies is something we will definitely pick.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I wear them now. Follow us on
talk about that. I just like saying it.
Social media, and Apple and Spotify. I just found out that Spotify names the chapters of our podcast.
Yeah,
and that's hilarious. What was it called? Josh
scares.
Yeah, breaks his son with a rabbit mask like that. When I was talking about scaring Dawson and the car wash,
and it names the chapters. I had no idea on that hilarious. Either until I saw it and I took a picture of it to show Josh.
Yeah, it's a good time.
As I was listening to it, since none of my other family listens to it, you guys listen though because you guys are awesome.
Yeah,
you're the Gator Gang.
We love the Gator Gang. Shout out to my favorite listener. I love you very much.
Mine too, even though she doesn't listen.
She's never gonna hear it.
I know.
I don't know. No,
I feel.
I don't know if mine listens anymore. To be honest with you.
Someday I'm not going to be here on this world, and I'm hoping that she'll go back and just wants to hear my voice.
So. Yeah. And see how wrong you are about stuff. Right. Just bring back memories.
Yeah.
We are Well You're Wrong Pod on Instagram. You can also send us an email at sowrongpod@gmail.com.
Nice. Any email?
An email, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You said, send us an email asking what's up.
What's up, yos?
Forward us chains. I don't care. Whatever. Just send it to us.
Don't send us spam.
Buddy, I'm just happy to get engagement. I'll take what I can get at this point. You know, beggars can't be choosers. Anything else you want to say in closing?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I really do want to. I appreciate everybody, and really can't wait till our episode about birthdays next week. And
yeah,
you know, we have a big game this week, so excited.
I feel like sometimes during these little things, I kind of take over. I don't want to feel like I'm leaving you out. Like
you do.
I do. But, I don't mean to. So I guess
what
I'm trying to give you the opportunity.
No, you mean to. And it's perfectly fine.
This is your opportunity and you squandered it.
No, I just squandered it. I let you have it. I let you have it every week.
Okay. Tune in again next week where we talk about birthdays.
Yeah.
And Jeff tries to argue that sometimes dead is better.
Yeah.